Okay, let's go on then to Norm. Hi, Norm.
I've got a question about the stomach acid.
Yes, sir.
What is a good way to like monitor and see if if it's dropping down or whatever? I'm 73 right now, and I figure if you're taking all these vitamins and minerals and you don't have the right stomach acid, they're just kind of going up in the top and out the bottom without doing anything. So.
That's true, sir. And one of the best ways of not proving, but getting a good approach to the problem is doing that thing called a hair mineral analysis. There's a number of laboratories that do them. Right here in Washington State, the lab I'm medical director of, Meridian Valley Laboratory, they do it. But there's other labs that do it too. You can find them online. You just put in hair mineral analysis test. Now, what that tells you is each and every of the minerals that belong in the body, calcium, magnesium, zinc, chromium, copper, etc. They also check toxic minerals. I have to say right away that it's not as accurate a test for toxic minerals as a chelation test is, but for the usual normal minerals, it's quite good. And all you do is look at that and see, well, how many of my normal minerals are either at median or above or below? And if a person has a larger number of their minerals below the median than above the median, oops, that person's got digestion absorption problems unless they've been on a very bad diet. And so then one proceeds from there to the next step, and that is actually getting the stomach acid tested. And now there is a test that can be done without pumping a person's tummy out. It's invented by a German engineer. It involves swallowing a small capsule, which is actually it's about the size of a multiple vitamin. And once the gastric contents get into that, it triggers a signal that sends the same signal out to the computer. It tells you just exactly what the pH is in the stomach. But the first thing to do is see if you need the test at all, the stomach test, because the hair test
Oh.
Is a very good clue as to whether digestion and absorption are happening properly.
Okay, and you do that over there at the Tahoma Clinic.
Yes, actually, the laboratory upstairs does
Okay.
at Meridian Valley Lab. And oddly enough, sir, in Washington State, this is one of 27 states where you can walk in and order your own test without actually getting a doctor's note, believe it or not.
Oh, great. Yeah, look, can I ask you one other thing? I was just wondering if anything has come to light as far as third nerve palsy, as far as treatment or anything. So
You mean facial nerve?
it's
I'm
the third nerve palsy. It's kind of like a drooping of one eyelid and results in double vision.
Oh my.
So.
No, I hadn't seen any research particularly on that, but on nerve
Okay.
palsy is one thing to keep in mind, sir, and that is that there's this hormone made, it's not actually a hormone, it's a transmitter made by the placenta. It's called HCG. And some genius physician in the late 1970s observed that HCG went up at the very same time the human nervous system started forming. And it reached a peak when the human nervous system was fully formed in that little fetus, and then it fell back to its lower level. Now, he then used that information, sir, to help some paraplegic men who had been paraplegic for several years to be up and walking with crutches within several months. It didn't take that long. And he also biopsied in experimental animals where he had cut the spinal cord in half. Poor animal, but he did that to him. And they regained the ability to walk. And he biopsied across the spine to see what had happened. They'd regrown new nerves right across that. So I have taken advantage of that information. It's not original with me to work with people whose nerves aren't working so well. For example, there was a young man who was in the Tacoma train wreck. And my, was he in a lot of trouble. But his parents were able, after getting the information from our clinic, to convince the hospital in Denver they took him to give him HCG. And his parents said, and the doctor said, he recovered quicker than anybody had ever seen.
Wow. And you say that it is HCG?
HCG,
H as in
sir.
Hotel
Yep, Hotel
Charles.
Charlie. There you go. And then G for
Okay.
geraniums, yes. Any doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine should know about that. It is an injectable, but people can learn to inject it themselves because it's that safe. We all took a bath in it when we were inside a bomb.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, sir. So find somebody to help you with that.
No, just about every Saturday.
Oh dear, you poor guy. Okay, thank you for listening.
Oh no, I'm getting a lot of info. Okay, thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, sir.